It's Goodwill Wednesday, and our doctor this morning is from Jacksonville, Duval, and it's Dr. Kelly Wells. Good morning, Dr. Kelly Wells.
Good morning.
Board-certified physician, and today's topic is about men's health, and women need to know their role in the health of the man in their life. No more excuses.
Take your butt to the doctor. Or how can we get them to go to the doctor?
Exactly. I think the point is that women have special connections to the men in their lives, their fathers, their brothers, their husbands, their sons. And in many cases, it takes us knowing and suggesting to really encourage men to seek the care that they need, not just when something is bleeding, broken, and or falling off, but for the routine screening that actually prevents the bad outcomes that we see.
That's why we do Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day. In fact, it was supposed to be take that stupid man of yours to the doctor because he's too stupid to go on his own.
It didn't fit well.
But it just didn't fit well on a banner.
I understand.
marketing. So we came up with Take a Loved One to the Doctor. But that's what it's all about, because our women will go to the doctor, but finesse us men.
Mm-mm. We won't go.
Especially black men.
Yep,
and
think,
if you,
you know,
grow up in the and if you grew up in the South, you come out the bathroom. That's the first time you hear your woman say, "You need to go to the bathroom. You need to go to the doctor." I don't know what kind of smell that was, but you need to go to the doctor.
That can't be normal. I think.
Meanwhile, she putting salt all over your food.
Now, and we certainly are doing better about that these days. I think the big thing is that, you know, because we tend to go, we know more about how to navigate it, you know, who you need to see, how to call, how to get in, and we need to model those behaviors for our men. And then I think particularly for our sons who are watching us, I think it's very important that we recognize that we're building those health behaviors for them as well.
So how do we start that discussion, or how do we start doing that, especially for our boys?
Well, I think, you know, the boys, while you can control it, you schedule it. A lot of us don't recognize that, you know, those well exams, those annual physicals still need to happen after your child passes the age where they need to get shots. So somehow when our children are young, we equate doctor's visits with immunizations. But they still need annual physicals, and so we can continue that. That's sort of the first step. You know, often when a young man reaches adolescence, moms and dads stop taking them to the doctor at all, and we miss opportunities then to help them learn how to be healthy, how to screen themselves, and how to develop healthy behaviors, both in terms of eating and activity, but also sexual health as well.
I think it really starts after 22 as well, because, like, once you get out of college, or if once you get, like, past 21 and you're on your own, especially guys, you don't even think about, oh, it's time for my annual physical. That's the last thing on your mind. It always takes something to actually be wrong for you to say, I need to go to the doctor. And I think that's when we start getting in trouble, because we're not being preventive enough.
You're exactly right. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, no one chooses to have, you know, a heart attack and die and leave their family early. No one chooses to have end-stage kidney disease and end up on dialysis 3 times a week. No one chooses to have a stroke and not be able to care for themselves. Instead, we make a lot of small choices over years that add up to those catastrophic sort of consequences. We choose not to follow up on an abnormal blood pressure or abnormal blood sugar. We choose not to go to be screened at all. We choose not to allow the physician to do that terribly uncomfortable examination, and those choices actually are what cause us to have trouble down the road.
Well, congratulations, Doctor. You're launching your own Get Well Wednesday segment on our affiliate Hot 106.5 in Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to follow in your footsteps.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Take a loved one to the doctor,
because he's too stupid to go on his own.
That's the tagline.
Doc, when we first launched it, we used to say to the ladies, cut him off till he goes to the doctor.
And you know, that'll get it done.
That'll definitely get it done. That will definitely get it done.
Thanks. If you have questions for the doctor, she'll be around to answer your questions at 646464.